From the 60s into the 70s, a bathhouse was located in downtown Kingston on the corner of Queen and Wellington. Recalls Earl, quote, "It was a red brick building with three stories, very, very popular. When you first entered, there was a paymaster, of course. You walked into this room and there were eight or nine leather couches and the wall was lined with lockers. And then you walked into the shower room. Then off the shower room, there was a steam bath. And then you went upstairs where there were three rooms you could rent. And then on the top floor was the television room, actually two rooms. It was a small place. If you had 18 people there at one time, it would be a crowd." End quote. Originally opened by a Scandinavian man, it was later sold to a man from Toronto who owned other steam baths. Unlike City Park, which functioned as a site for cruising, socializing, and community building, the bathhouse was used primarily for sex. For Earl, sex at the baths was made attractive by the fact that, quote, "you could look over the merchandise before and everyone was so clean because you were scrubbing and washing," unquote. Some other men, however, were deterred by the bathhouse atmosphere. John had the impression that it was an unappetizing place, and Harold lost interest in checking it out after his friend described being pushed into buying extras from the masseur. But the bathhouse was a space that offered gay men both the erotic aspects of cruising and the possibility of some privacy. It was, says John, quote, "a place for gay men to go and have sex either anonymously or with other people that they knew, where they would be relatively safe from harassment in parks, by police, and from family members walking along," end quote.